6. The God of Personality. The Universal Father is the God of personalities. The domain of universe personality, from the lowest mortal and material creature of personality status to the highest persons of creator dignity and divine status, has its center and circumference in the Universal Father. God the Father is the bestower and the conservator of every personality. And the Paradise Father is likewise the destiny of all those finite personalities who wholeheartedly choose to do the divine will, those who love God and long to be like Him. Personality is one of the unsolved mysteries of the universes. We are able to form adequate concepts of the factors entering into the makeup of various orders and levels of personality, but we do not fully comprehend the real nature of the personality itself. We clearly perceive the numerous factors which, when put together, constitute the vehicle for human personality, but we do not fully comprehend the nature and significance of such a finite personality. Personality is potential in all creatures who possess a mind endowment ranging from the minimum of self-consciousness to the maximum of God-consciousness. But mind endowment alone is not personality, neither is spirit nor physical energy. Personality is that quality and value in cosmic reality which is exclusively bestowed by God the Father upon these living systems of the associated and coordinated energies of matter, mind, and spirit. Neither is personality a progressive achievement. Personality may be material or spiritual, but there either is personality or there is no personality. The other than personal never attains the level of the personal except by the direct act of the Paradise Father. The bestowal of personality is the exclusive function of the Universal Father. The personalization of the living energy systems which He endows with the attributes of relative creative consciousness and the free will control thereof. There is no personality apart from God the Father, and no personality exists except for God the Father. The fundamental attributes of human selfhood, as well as the absolute adjuster nucleus of the human personality, are the bestowals of the Universal Father, acting in His exclusively personal domain of cosmic ministry. The adjusters of pre-personal status indwell numerous types of mortal creatures, thus ensuring that these same beings may survive mortal death to personalize as Mirantia creatures with the potential of ultimate spirit attainment. For when such a creature mind of personality endowment is indwelt by a fragment of the spirit of the eternal God, the pre-personal bestowal of the personal Father, then does this finite personality possess the potential of the divine and the eternal and aspire to a destiny akin to the ultimate, even reaching out for a realization of the Absolute. Capacity for divine personality is inherent in the pre-personal adjuster. Capacity for human personality is potential in the cosmic mind endowment of the human being. But the experiential personality of mortal man is not observable as an active and functional reality until after the material life vehicle of the mortal creature has been touched by the liberating divinity of the Universal Father, being thus launched upon the seas of experience as a self-conscious and a relatively self-determinative and self-creative personality. The material self is truly and unqualifiedly personal. The material self has personality and identity, temporal identity. The pre-personal spirit adjuster also has identity, eternal identity. This material personality and this spirit pre-personality are capable of so uniting their creative attributes as to bring into existence the surviving identity of the immortal soul. Having thus provided for the growth of the immortal soul, and having liberated man's inner self from the fetters of absolute dependence on antecedent causation, the Father stands aside. Now, man having thus been liberated from the fetters of causation response, at least as pertains to eternal destiny, and provision having been made for the growth of the immortal self, the soul, it remains for man himself to will the creation or to inhibit the creation of this surviving and eternal self, which is his for the choosing. No other being, force, creator, or agency in all the wide universe of universes can interfere to any degree with the absolute sovereignty of the mortal free will as it operates within the realms of choice, regarding the eternal destiny of the personality of the choosing mortal. As pertains to eternal survival, God has decreed the sovereignty of the material and mortal will, and that decree is absolute. The bestowal of creature personality confers relative liberation from slavish response to antecedent causation, and the personalities of all such moral beings, evolutionary or otherwise, are centered in the personality of the Universal Father. They are ever drawn towards his paradise presence by that kinship of being which constitutes the vast and universal family circle and fraternal circuit of the eternal God. There is a kinship of divine spontaneity in all personality. The personality circuit of the universe of universes is centered in the person of the Universal Father, and the Paradise Father is personally conscious of and in personal touch with all personalities of all levels of self-conscious existence, and this personality consciousness of all creation exists independently of the mission of the thought adjusters. As all gravity is circuited in the Isle of Paradise, as all mind is circuited in the conjoint actor, and all spirit in the eternal Son, so is all personality circuited in the personal presence of the Universal Father, and this circuit unerringly transmits the worship of all personalities to the original and eternal personality. Concerning those personalities who are not adjuster indwelt, the attribute of choice liberty is also bestowed by the Universal Father, and such persons are likewise embraced in the great circuit of divine love, the personality circuit of the Universal Father. God provides for the sovereign choice of all true personalities. No personal creature can be coerced into the eternal adventure. The portal of eternity opens only in response to the free will choice of the free will sons of the God of free will. And this represents my efforts to present the relation of the living God to the children of time. And when all is said and done, I can do nothing more helpful than to reiterate that God is your universe Father, and that you are all his planetary children. This is the fifth and last of the series presenting the narrative of the Universal Father by a divine counselor of Eversa.